Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Subject arrested envisioned planting backpacks with improvised explosive devices to be detonated at multiple locations in Southern California, targeting U.S. companies. These bombs were to blow up at the same time on midnight this New Year's Eve.
So a New Year's Eve terror plot where this group of, let's call them nitwits, you'll know why when we get there. Was going to plant bombs at apparently Amazon type, you know, they're not saying it's Amazon, but it's Amazon type logistics centers, in an effort to disrupt the capitalist overlords off of their, you know, violation of all the things that matter in the world.
On December 12th, a group of individuals, again, members of this anti-government group traveled out to the desert to test their explosive devices. They had precursor chemicals there, and they were going to create these bombs in the desert. What they are starting to do is put their chemicals and wares and the components out on the table there. This footage that you're watching is from our surveillance plane.
So they ordered the chemicals, apparently some of them through Amazon. That dastardly company that's allowing us to create bombs to blow them up. Okay, so they order the chemicals, I guess, according to the reporting I read, and then they got their, like, folding tables from, you know, the church basement closet, and then they went out into the desert to practice making their bombs with all of their precursor elements out on the table, and they're sitting there with their PVC pipe and their, you know, I don't even know, their sulfur and their, you know, all their stuff. Meanwhile, what they don't realize is that because they've been so bad at operational security, the FBI is flying a surveillance plane overhead. You know, it's the sound the drone makes at a distance. Watching, videoing, taking photographs of them in the open air in the desert on these white folding tables with their precursors, practicing bomb-making skills at the, let's not quite call it, jihadi terrorist training camp. And so, yeah, they get arrested, these four people. Of it's kind of a weird mishmash of ages and genders. Two guys and two girls. You got a 30-year-old, a 32-year-old, a 24-year-old, and a 41-year-old. I don't know how they met. I mean, like, it's hard to figure out exactly how they met, but okay. So these four get together, and they're going to, you know, have this plot to blow up these buildings on New Year's Eve. They're trying to do it at a time when it's, like, right at the strike of midnight so that all the fireworks will be going off so that nobody will know it's happening until later. Apparently, they tried to make it so that it wouldn't, you know, actually kill anybody in the process. They just wanted to, you know, destroy the infrastructure and wage war against capitalism. I kid you not. Bill Essay, the guy we were playing was Akil Davis. The FBI assistant director in charge. And then Bill Essay is the first assistant U.S. attorney for the Central District in California.
This case is another reminder about the dangers that radicalized Antifa-like groups pose to people, public safety, and the rule of law. Through the tireless work of our prosecutors in my office and our law enforcement partners, which you will hear from today, we disrupted this terror plot before buildings were demolished or innocent people were killed.
So what motivated them? John, have you read anything about these guys? Do you know anything about
I've been so far out of the loop, I didn't even know this.
So they are an offshoot of a group, the name of which is the Turtle Island Liberation Front.
The turtle? The
Turtle Island Liberation Front.
Is that a country?
Or this group, let's just call them the TILF.
The turtles.
The Turtle Island Liberation Front.
Turtle power.
So the Tilfers. The Tilfers call for decolonization. Decolonization is the one of the buzzwords for being against white supremacy culture because, you know, the whites came to, for example, North America and colonized it, turned it into a subsidiary of the British Empire or the Spanish Empire or the French Empire. You know, the flags, all the flags we fly except for the one we don't fly anymore. Those are colonies, right? Or settlements or whatever you want to call us. So decolonization, that's anti-white supremacy culture lingo. Tribal sovereignty, it's, indigenous peoples, Native Americans, and, quote, the working class to rise up and fight back against capitalism, end quote. Oh, we have some of those people at the city council meeting every week. So they're radical environmentalists, socialists, anti-capitalists, anti-racists. They're leftists. They're university graduates. They're college kids. If you want to, I mean, they're a little old to be college kids, but they're basically college kids. The term Turtle Island, which I had never heard until before yesterday, is used by some indigenous peoples to describe North America in a way that reflects its existence outside of the colonial boundaries, as in we don't draw our identity as a geographic region from what the British called us. We draw our identity as a geographic region from our own identity. So we don't call ourselves North America. We call ourselves Turtle Island. This giant ball of land inside the water that was, from the indigenous creation stories that we were formed on the back of a giant turtle. You've probably heard of that before, that, one story, Christians have their formed out of the nothing and the void and the darkness and then the firmament. And, we have that story. And then, the flood and all that. And so other people have a story about a giant turtle. And other people have a story about, coming out of the side of a Greek god or pre-god, the Titans or whatever. I mean, there's all different stories, right, about origin of the universe and man and the earth. So their story is a giant turtle. So Turtle Island is North America, and we're going to liberate North America, the Liberation Front, from the oppressors. They also were found. So they're idiots. they're idiots.
Turtle power, bro.
No, I mean, it's not like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Terrorists, okay? They're just, they had too many college courses, and they're convinced that capitalism is evil, and they're convinced that, Palestine is a place that doesn't belong to the Israelis, even though the Israelis have always lived there, and the archaeology would prove it. They have free Palestine flyers at their desert campsite, so they're simultaneously real active on liberating North America and Palestine, So kill Whitey, kill the Jews is kind of there. And they're only good enough at terrorism to practice bomb making in the desert and get surveilled by an FBI reconnaissance plane and then caught and thrown in jail before the New Year's Eve plan. See, simple. I will tell you, I'm trying not to make too much light of what was obviously in their minds a very serious terror plot and good work by the FBI to thwart it. And they had, instructions for making IEDs and several targets across Orange County and Los Angeles. But honestly, these aren't the guys that scare me a lot. Because, I don't consider myself an expert about explosives. But the first time bomb building practitioners are not the scariest ones, right? It takes practice to get good at this. And I don't think they were going to be all that good. They came out with an 8-page handwritten plan entitled Operation Midnight Sun, as in the sun sets on the capitalist overlords, and we will liberate the Turtle Island from them. We Tilfers unite! The locations were a couple of property and facilities operated by different companies. Again, they're not really saying who it was. PVC pipe, potassium nitrate, charcoal powder, sulfur powder, other materials. And they recently bought some of the precursors. That's the part that kills me. From Amazon. Hey, John. Oh, no, wait. I can actually use names. We have names. Let's see. We had Audrey, Zachary, Dante, and it does sound like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Audrey, Zachary, Dante,
That's
and
what
Tina.
I was saying.
Dante, go get me some potassium nitrate.
Well, where am I going to get that?
Try Amazon.
Wait, aren't we trying to blow up Amazon?
Yeah, don't ask questions.
We'll just get it.
T-I-L-F forever. I don't know. Did they get matching tattoos? It just, it seems like the most preposterously incompetent thing ever. But good work by the FBI to thwart it.
Very good.
519 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, my God. Just, you know, and I mean, it's easy to infer blame. You know, where would they learn to be this dumb? I don't know. College. You know, probably. I'm guessing. But it's, I mean, people are dumb across the board. I hesitate to say some of this, but.
Continue on. It's 5 o'clock. You might as well.
I have not yet watched all 6 hours of the city council meeting, but you need to hang out with people who don't think like you think. You need to read from people who do not think like you think. You need to have coffee and beer with people who do not think like you think. It's such a profound waste of time. All of the people who are so worked up about the Garden District stuff in New Orleans and how evil they are and how evil D.C. Reeves is and how evil the city council is. And by the way, this goes for the drag queen show protesters too. Hang out with some other people. Get outside your teeny tiny little group of self-reinforcing arrogance and talk to some other folks. And some of them do. Okay, I'm actually going on James Johnson's podcast tomorrow. I actually like James a lot. I respect him. I completely disagree with him about this issue. But he at least is one who's been, you know, willing to talk to me and fine. And I'll, you know, I like him. I think he's completely wrong, but that's okay. You know, that's normal. You know, it's normal in America to know people and you think they're wrong. But the people who were protesting the Baptist thing, it's like, here's your 6 talking points and, you know, your tambourine talking stick circle, you got together and just were angry all together. And they're like, for example, they just keep, and I know I haven't, don't have the clips for you to play it, but they just keep talking about this evil, evil, evil company and what they did to these folks in New Orleans. And evil D.C. Reeves and the evil developers and the gentrification. And all I keep thinking the whole time is, well, how are you going to acquire these people's property to force them out of their homes? Property does not include these people's homes. Oh. How are you going to gentrify them out of their homes with the increase in taxes? Well, because the property values are going to go up. By how much in Florida for a homestead? 3% a year maximum. There's a cap to save our homes. And also, the legislature is getting ready to probably cut property taxes in half for everybody. So spin me this yarn about gentrification in a property tax limited state where they're going to cut property taxes probably dramatically next year. And that's going to, what, in 30 years, somebody's going to be forced out of their homes because you're just convinced that the developers hate black people and poor people. I mean, it's just, oh my God. Talk to some people, take a logic course. But the socialists in Pensacola have convinced these, and maybe, and these other people are convinced too. I'm not saying they're dumb. I'm not saying these people are dumb. I'm saying it's very easy for smart people to be led into really ridiculous conclusions by hanging out with just a bunch of people who think like they think. Now, that's kind of a broad tying it all together, but it's what I see. So, I don't know. Listen to a radio show where people disagree with you. You know, or if you're like, listen to a radio show if you're a right winger where, you know, the host is going to criticize Trump sometimes or praise him sometimes or talk about how, well, this is what they're thinking. You know, look at the evils that have been done by capitalism. And I mean, that's true. But also you could look at the good things that have been done by capitalism. And you could also measure it up against historically the other systems that have been tried, you know, feudalism, for example, or, you know, socialism or communism or there's lots of different systems have been tried. Which one works the best? I don't know. I like this one pretty good. 524 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm sorry. It's early. I'm a little bit tired and I'm amazed by the world around me. John, I am literally becoming that angry old man who's like
sits on the front porch. Yeah.
What in the hell is wrong with you people? You know, that's okay. One more, just for fun, just because it's 5 a.m. Have you ever watched the show Wildin' Out with Nick Cannon on VH1?
No, sorry. Missed that one.
It'll make you cry.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's so insane. It's so depraved. It is so absurdly, obscenely ignorant. And yet, these people are making boatloads of money selling this nonsense to the American people. For whatever reason, my DVR decided that VH1 was going to be the channel that it defaulted to. And I turned it on, and I'm like, what in the hell is this? I mean, I knew Nick Cannon was insane. I mean, I knew that. But I had not seen the show. And I'm just... Happy Tuesday. I'm Andrew McKay.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. It's your last chance to get exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com. Lenovo, Lenovo.
Join Kenny Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for Car Care this morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss Car Care today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick, and it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick, soothing comfort for the whole family. And try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors when you need more comfort for yourself. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and I usually hang out in the newsroom at News Radio 92.3. I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
Just another American who saw too many movies as a child. Another orphan of a bankrupt culture who thinks he's John Wayne, Rambo, Marshall Dillon.
I was always kind of partial to Roy Rogers, actually. I really like those sequin shirts.
B-52s? Twisted Sister, man.
Okay, well, it sounded like them.
B-52s. Dee Snider. Now I'm trying to picture Dee Snider as the headliner for the B-52s.
But think about it.
528 on News Radio. Oh, and, you know, I mean, not to, like, miss it, but, you know, the big dramatic culture news yesterday was President Trump's insane comments about Rob Reiner and his wife. I mean, this is... I didn't even comment on this on social media because I thought it's so ridiculous. It's so depraved. It's so stupid. It's so, you know what? You can't. It's so beneath commentary that why would you even bother responding to it? So it's not just the loony lefties or the VH1 watchers or the. It's kind of like, again, if you came to me and said, "All right, the simulation is ending in 2 hours," there would be a part of me like, "Ah, oh, that explains it." Because nothing else does. 528 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. Of course, Hollywood is still mourning after the death of Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle. Their 32-year-old son, Nick Reiner, is now being held without bond on a murder charge in connection for that killing. In Rhode Island, the search continues for the suspect in the deadly Brown University mass shooting, and police say that shooter is still at large. Patrols have been increased across Providence. City officials say officers are canvassing neighborhoods and asking businesses and homeowners to share surveillance footage that could help the investigation. Just over a week now from Christmas, Andrew, and if you've got packages to mail out, tomorrow is the deadline to get anything in the mail for USPS Ground Advantage or first class mail if you want them to get there in time for Christmas.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620 is my phone number. But Andrew, now you're talking about it, responding to it. I know. I get it. I get it. It's a little bit of a paradox. Sometimes you just can't win. 437. I'm going to tell you a piece of information that you will have no idea what to do with. It's just weird. You know, every year we have these studies come out that tell us where people are leaving and where they're going to in terms of states. And historically, it was like people are leaving New York, Illinois, California. They're coming to, for example, Texas and Florida. I don't know what to make of the list this year. The inbound states, the states where people are coming to, number one is Arkansas. People are flocking to Arkansas, Idaho, and North Carolina, and Hawaii. People are leaving, you ready? Top, Louisiana, West Virginia, Wyoming, Delaware, Nebraska. Florida, California, Texas, Illinois are not on either list, top 10 or bottom 10.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Court date this morning for Nick Reiner. Cops say he murdered his dad, famed Hollywood director Rob Reiner, and his mom, Michelle. The anti-Semitic attack Sunday during a Hanukkah celebration at a beach in Sydney, Australia, inspired by a terror group.
Officials are now flatly saying the attack by a father and son was terror, motivated by the ideology of the Islamic State group, otherwise known as ISIS. They point to ISIS flags found in the shooter's car, along with improvised explosive devices.
Fox's Craig Polcott in London. The manhunt underway at this hour for the cold-blooded mass shooter who opened fire at Brown University in Rhode Island.
Person of interest caught on camera just a few hours before shots were fired at the school's engineering building. Authorities say he should be considered armed and dangerous.
That's Fox's Madeline Rivera reporting this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. It is a bit of a chilly start to our morning, 35 degrees right now. We've got clear skies this morning. Of course, we'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson. That's on the way in just a few minutes. Pensacola residents are fighting to save heritage oak trees at the Old Baptist Hospital property. The city did approve a permit to remove and prune 38 trees marked with orange X's. Some of those trees are hundreds of years old. The Paces Foundation plans to build affordable senior housing at the location. Resident Kristen Brown Sanders says that both are possible.
I understand and agree that we need public housing here, but we need both, trees and housing.
And the tree advocate Alicia Trawick wants the city to pause development and negotiate. She said they can build on the east side, but still preserve the trees as a park. Residents are planning a protest today at City Hall at 2:30. An explosive device was found on a front porch of a Milton home on Monday. Milton police and fire responded to a home on Clayton Lane. This is after the live device was discovered. Residents were evacuated. A safety perimeter was established. Bomb technicians from the Bureau of Fire, Arson, and Explosives were able to use X-ray to examine the device and then remove it and secure it off-site. Police say it belonged to a recently deceased elderly man, and it was found by family members that were there cleaning out the property. Now, nobody was hurt. Investigators did determine there was no criminal intent. The threat to public safety was eliminated. Florida's rolling out some new license plates to mark the 250th birthday of America. The America 250 plate is available starting this week, and officials say it's a good way for Floridians to show their pride in the nation's history on their car. You can get one the next time you register or renew your vehicle at the local tax collector's office. It's just like a regular Florida plate, so all the standard fees apply. If you want to learn more or get one, just check it out. They have a website set up, America250FL.com, or you can just stop by your tax collector's office. There's an investigation underway into a shooting in Jacksonville yesterday, and authorities say a man was shot by somebody that he was planning to sell a cell phone to. That man was taken to a hospital, and he is expected to recover. Police say the suspect and the victim knew each other before that shooting. In Fort Lauderdale, convicted cop killer Jason Benegas will spend life in prison without the possibility of parole. He pleaded guilty to shooting and killing Hollywood police officer Yandy Carino in 2021. The jury made its recommendation on Monday, with all 12 voting in favor of sending Benegas to prison for life. Benegas will be formally sentenced February 18th. It's 5:34 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first warning weather update. We are starting the day off cold again with temperatures in the 30s. We'll warm up into the upper 50s for your highs today. Plenty of sunshine for your afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 49. Heading into Wednesday, partly cloudy skies with a high near 66 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 59. Heading into Thursday, 60% chance of those showers and thunderstorms, high near 70 degrees. And Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 48. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And we've got, again, a chilly start to the morning. 33 right now in Pensacola, 35 in Gulf Breeze. The cool spot this morning, Milton, at 27 right now. Our next news at 6. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
If you have an HD radio in your car, you can listen to News Radio 92.3 from Fort Walton Beach all the way to the Mississippi line.
You heard me right. Here's how.
Tune to 98.7. Wait a few seconds until you see the HD signal displayed. Then turn the radio up two clicks to HD3. Then you can listen to Andrew McKay, Pet Talk with Meg, Marpy Van Camp and Robbins, and Petscola Right Now, all over the Gulf Coast. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
My only hope is that the sheriff's department and the sheriff would be able to respond to these kind of things and add to, I certainly don't want to believe that any of these things are true. And I would just, ask that, maybe the sheriff would come out and be willing to set the record straight. So there are no misunderstandings in the public. Cause this is it could certainly shine a poor light on Santa Rosa County.
So the county commission meeting on Thursday during the public comments, I just hate to name any names, but we had an individual who had previously run for political office came out and made some very, serious allegations against the sheriff's department. And Colton Wright there and Kerry Smith both said, we'd like to know more. But, I had seen some of these allegations before and I was going to wait and get more information because that's how I like to. I don't like to repeat allegations until there's substance to them. There's a whole bunch of things involved, involving personnel, involving, honesty, involving money. But I figured rather than me telling you about it, I would give a chance to Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson to answer the questions or say whatever he wants to say about it. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Sorry that this is what we're doing on a Monday, but you're well aware. So I wanted to give you a chance to address however you want to address this so that people listen and they want to know.
Yeah. And this is all politically motivated. I mean, that's all it is. And I'm not going to comment at all because the first meeting in January, I'm going to go in front of the county commission. And hopefully the individual will be there because I would love to embarrass him in front of everybody. But I will address a couple of things in there. First off, he said, we're stealing money and the budget needs to be examined. Well, what he's too stupid to understand is we get examined, our budget gets examined every year by a third party out of Tallahassee. A CPA firm out of Tallahassee comes in every year and checks our budget from stem to stern. And in the 9 years I've been sheriff, let me count up all the discrepancies they found. Hold on, let me think. Oh, yeah, zero. None. And it's required by law that we have this done. So him saying his budget needs to be examined, yeah, great idea.
Calling for something that's already happening. Got it.
Yeah, duh. So anyways, and there's a couple other things in there. You know, it's either he's running for sheriff against Randy Tiff, because Randy Tiff's going to run for sheriff. Either he's planning on doing it, which would be hilarious, because I think he got like 11 votes for county commission. But if or he's being pushed by somebody else who's running against my chief deputy. So it's all politically motivated. But yeah, the first meeting in January, I'm going to be there. Hopefully he'll be there. And because I have a couple of great surprises, I think it'll be a great show.
All right, well, that's why I wanted to ask, because I knew you'd want to take a chance to respond. And since it's kind of been out in the public now at the meeting, you know, a chance to talk about it.
Yeah.
The other thing that came up in the meeting was, you know, Grace McCaffrey, who is a local activist on behalf of the Hispanic community. And she said that because of changes in the law, which the Supreme Court did put a temporary allowance for what she, and I think actually is fairly characterized as a kind of racial profiling, that people based on how they speak, how they look, how they drive, and what they drive and where they work, they are being stopped by ICE and asked to prove that they're citizens or that they're here legally. Santa Rosa County sheriffs, Escambia sheriffs, everybody is cooperating with ICE because of the governor's orders. And I wanted to give you guys a chance to talk about your participation in that, your thoughts on how this is going, clear the air, however you want to address it again.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. And yeah, we are cooperating 100% with ICE. And, you know, during the Biden administration, I think they said 20 million people came across the border. I mean, 20 million, that's almost, you know, probably 7% of our country. We're assisting ICE. Anytime they call us, we'll assist them. Mostly it's transportation and housing the inmates. And we get called on a pretty regular basis now. I mean, we have ICE agents in the panhandle, and they're pretty aggressive at detaining people. And, you know, anytime they call us for transportation or any kind of help, we'll be there for them. But we have to do something. I mean, you see it in the news. All the, like the truck driver down South Florida, you know, here illegally, killed a family. Things like that, it's got to stop. And if we don't do something about it, it's just going to get worse.
You know, the thing that she said is that as many as 50 people who are not here illegally but are either citizens or, you know, have papers properly are getting detained because, you know, their belief is they're getting detained because they're around work sites or farms or they're, you know, Hispanic while driving. And the concern is that that's, you know, that feels wrong as an American. That feels like racial profiling. Can you maybe just talk a little bit about how your officers are? I mean, the worry is that somebody's a Hispanic person is going to be driving down a road in Santa Rosa County, get pulled over for speeding. And then, you know, y'all are going to see that they're Hispanic and call ICE and they're going to have to prove their citizenship or something like that or get thrown in jail. That's the kind of concern. So,
yeah, that's 100% not happening. If we pull over a Hispanic driver and we go up and we ask for the driver's license registration and they provide that, that's not a problem. If we get up there and they don't speak English, they don't have a driver's license, we're going to arrest them for no driver's license. When they get to jail for having no driver's license, yeah, we're going to notify ICE. And ICE will come in and talk to them. And if they determine they came here illegally, ICE will deal with them and it'll be over. But we're not stopping at people because they look Hispanic. Santa Rosa County Sheriff's office is not. I can't speak for ICE. I'm just telling you what we do. But if we catch somebody speeding and they don't have a license, we're going to take them to jail for that. And then ICE will get called.
So for you, the protocol is everything you were doing 2 years ago, you're doing today. The only difference is that you're cooperating with ICE if people fall into that bucket, essentially, after you've gone through the normal process of having probable cause, getting their driver's license, verifying their insurance, their tags, and all of that kind of stuff.
Correct. I mean, we haven't changed anything other than 2 years ago, we were cooperating with ICE as well. I mean, if we got somebody 2 years ago, we'd still notify ICE, but under the Biden administration, they would never come. They would never deport anybody, never take custody of anybody because they would get in trouble.
Got
it. That's the only change is their procedure and how they do things they actually respond now.
Anything else you want us to know either about those two subjects, what we were talking about a moment ago, or anything else that the agency is doing here at Christmas time, fraud alerts, anything like that that people need to be aware of?
Well, we always have the fraud alerts. Anytime you get a call from anybody saying they're from Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office and they're wanting money or they say you have a warrant, ignore it. You can call us directly and we'll talk to you and explain everything. But we don't call people for money. We don't call people to tell them they have warrants. We don't do any of that stuff. So that's a scam. Same way with bail bond stuff. If you get a call and you're thinking it's going to be a scam, call us before you do anything. And you should be fine.
Oh, the one other thing I did want to ask you about, the license plate obscuring law that I think goes into effect January 1st, right, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Can you maybe tell people in plain English what they need to do to make sure that they're not going to get in trouble?
Yeah, and, you know, when I say get in trouble, it's not going to be a lot of trouble. It's a non-moving infraction if they get stopped, which means it's no points off their driver's license or anything like that. But, you know, we have a lot better things to do than worry about having something around your license plate. As long as I can read it, I'm not going to pull anybody over for that. But the law basically says that you can't have anything obscuring any part of the license plate, which means those things that go around it that say, you know, Florida Gators or whatever, technically will be illegal. But are you going to get stopped for it? You may. But like I said, it's a non-moving infraction. And frankly, our deputies are way too busy. But you know, it could happen.
And the way I understood it is that the keys are, as long as you can see the letters and numbers of the plate itself and then the sticker, then basically the expiration sticker and the letters and numbers, then you're good. That's basically the key.
Yeah. Exactly.
Very good. And which, by the way, I read a thing that says that they're thinking about getting rid of the stickers anyway and going to like a digital-based format. So that might, you know, that might go away in the future too. So that would make everybody's life a little bit simpler. Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, Sheriff, as always, thank you for the time. Have a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. I'll be out next week, so we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks. But we'll definitely look forward to the meeting in January at the Santa Rosa County Commission.
Yes, it will be very entertaining.
Very good. I love when the sheriff promises me an entertaining meeting because you know it will be. Because, you know, you just don't get up and they sent out this email to all these different, you know, and then they get up in front of everybody and say all these things. And, well, you know, if you say, somebody else may say back. We'll just put it that way. 547 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're looking for that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality used cars. And, you know, one of the things I ask sometimes is, do you love your car? And you should. And if you don't, or if it kind of makes you, you know, ooh, don't ask that question. I like that question. Okay, well, I understand. I have driven cars that I did not love, and I have driven cars that I loved, and it's better, you know, to really enjoy your car. You spend enough time in your car. You spend enough money on your car. You have to think about it. You know, you use it all the time. You should enjoy it. So if you're not enjoying it, go to Frontier Motors and find out how much it might cost you to get a car that you enjoy, because it might cost you more, it might cost you the same, especially after you factor in an old car's repair costs and all that kind of stuff. But find out, make an adult decision. You know, maybe you decide now is not the time to buy a car. That's fine. Or maybe you're like, oh, that's it, cool, let's go. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from cosmetology and plumbing to nursing and aviation airframe mechanics. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. Go here. Get there.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sonny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Calling all nonprofits. If you serve Escambia or Santa Rosa County and could benefit from a grant of $100,000, Impact 100 invites you to a Link and Learn workshop on January 27. I'm Martha Holden, president of Impact 100 Pensacola, and we've awarded over $18 million to organizations right here. To register for this free workshop and learn more about grants, check us out on Facebook or visit Impact100Pensacola.org. That's Impact100Pensacola.org.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What? This fox is meowing.
Let me see it. She wrapped up her damn cat.
Christmas tree, I wish I was the star that went on top.
Nothing says Christmas like Pearl Jam. 5:50 on News Radio 92.3. Christmas Vacation really is a masterpiece. I mean, it just genuinely is. All right. Hey, if you are needing to get some kind of work done inside your home, plumbing, electrical, air conditioning, heating, maybe something on the generator, Peden, they can take care of you for all of that stuff. Since 1969, they started in Panama City, working primarily on air conditioning. Makes sense in the South. You know, you would want to be cool in the summer. And Robert Peden started a company, and then he expanded to, obviously, heating, easy, then to the other things that they do now, and all across the Gulf Coast, everywhere from Tallahassee to the east to Mobile to the west. I mean, really, they crossed the state line a couple of years ago, went into Baldwin County and now into Mobile. So anywhere along the Gulf Coast, good quality installation, trained technicians, 100% satisfaction guarantee on their work, and right now, they're working on smart home stuff. So if you want a smarter, safer home with Peden, there's an $89 smart home consultation. Their licensed professionals will design a custom plan that connects your comfort, your security, and your energy savings into a single, simple system. You can start living smarter with Peden. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. The Department of Homeland Security is reporting the arrests of more than 250 people so far in the federal immigration enforcement operations in the New Orleans area. DHS has not said how many people have been detained but not arrested or how many have been released, also no numbers on how many have actually been deported.
You know, based on our conversation yesterday and the criticisms that Grace McCaffrey's raised about the operations of ICE, I would be curious to know what percentage of the people who were detained at all were of Hispanic ethnicity and how many of the people who were then subsequently arrested. And I'd be curious. I mean, I would like to know. I don't think we're going to find this out, but I'd be curious to know, you know, if we're going to try to figure out whether what's going on is illegitimate racial profiling, you know, or even if it's legal, it can still be, you know, immoral. So that's what I would like to know, but I don't have high hopes. We're going to find that out. I don't want to speculate. I mean, we all speculate what the answer would be, but I don't know the answer. So,
absolutely. Donald Trump Jr. and socialite Bettina Anderson have apparently been engaged to be married now. Laura Loomer posted a video on X of President Trump making that announcement at a recent White House holiday party. Trump Jr. works for the Trump Organization with his brother Eric. And the suspect responsible for that Brown University shooting over the weekend still remains at large. Law enforcement there has stepped up patrols in Providence, Rhode Island. City officials say the police department has an enhanced presence in city neighborhoods. And
we don't have an identified suspect, right? It's just whoever.
So they at first arrested
they had
someone,
somebody, right?
And then they released them.
Yeah, so it's literally we have no idea, really. I mean, the public has no idea at this point.
Yeah, that's pretty much where they're at.
It's pretty scary to imagine, you know, living in a community where the gunman is at large, and that's all you really know. Okay. Was that it, sir?
That's it for me right now.
All right, 5:54 on News Radio 92.3. Good news of a sort. Now, you know, I'm the kind of guy who can really, you know, rescue frustration from great news, the jaws of great news. But I'm going to tell you the news, then I'm going to tell you kind of analysis of it. In the state of Florida, abortions are down. Remember last year, we finally resolved the issue of the legality in Florida, and it is now 6 weeks, okay? No abortions after 6 weeks in the state of Florida. Remember, some prohibit all. Remember after the, you know, the court case that upended Roe versus Wade and every state was basically allowed to decide for itself, and we went with 6 weeks. We had been in the process of going with a later term law. That one had been litigated, but in essence, in the end, in Florida, after 6 weeks, that's the rule, with some exceptions, okay? But that's the rule. New data posted by the Agency for Healthcare Administration, ACA, you hear that term a lot, and it's just a weird one if you don't know it, showed that abortions are down 28% from last year. 40,683 abortions reported as of December 1st compared to 56,864 last year. So a reduction of 16,000. Now, when I hear that news, my pro-life brain does two things. On the one hand, I'd celebrate 16,000 babies. I mean, 16,000 babies. There's going to be 16,000, if you can interpret it that they didn't go somewhere else, okay, and also interpret that roughly the same number of people were getting pregnant this year as last year, which, of course, are both, you know, mildly dubious inferences, but, you know, it's the best we got to go with. If this is true, then this year versus last year, there's 16,000 more people coming into the world. Cool. I mean, yay. People are people, but, you know, be fruitful and multiply. People are a good thing. They're the number one source of immigration. You know, they should be. And we need people. Like, part of the problem is we're not making enough people. The factory for people is not operating good enough in America or across the world, by the way. But, you know, we're middle of the pack by reproductive rates, but we're not on the good side. Okay. Anyway, I mean, all of us are. We're just not doing enough. Okay, so that's good. And then the other part of me is like, yeah, but 40,000. I mean, it's not quite the population of Pensacola, but close, you know, kind of in the vicinity. Population of Pensacola is more like 55,000, 54,000, something like that. So 40,000 people won't exist who did exist, at least briefly. You know, it's hard to be cheery about that when you think about aggregated across just one state. This is not the whole U.S., just one state. Granted, 16,000 fewer is, that's good. Okay. That's 16,000 people, still 40,000 people that we're going to miss. We're never going to get to know. Now I know for the people who are pro-abortion, they don't like to say it that way, but you know, or they don't like to describe that way, but people who believe that abortion is a good thing, that's pro-abortion. That's not pro-choice. Pro-choice means you think it's bad, but you think it should be allowed to be legal because you can't impose your views on somebody else. Pro-choice means that you think the thing is bad, but pro-abortion means that you think the thing is good. It's useful. It's helpful. It's, you know, and people don't like to self-describe that way. And I never understood why, because there are a lot of people. I mean, I was pro-abortion for a long time. There are a lot of people who believe that abortion is a great solution to a problem. OK, so if you believe that, you're pro-abortion. And if you think that, then you think, well, this makes women's lives better, teenage women's lives better, women who are, you know, living in horrible circumstances with terrible spouses or abuse or whatever. And I mean, you know, I'm not unsympathetic to all of those concerns. I just think that, you know, a person is a person no matter how small. And the world is better off with more people, period. Since, again, God said be fruitful and multiply. 4-3-7-16-20. Venezuela is... I don't know if President Trump is going to order an invasion of Venezuela or, you know, an aerial attack against Venezuela, you know, key strikes, destabilize the regime. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm sure some people do know what's going to happen. I'm not one of those people. I have my suspicions. I think that we are going to get engaged in a military action against Venezuela. I just don't know the scope of it. You know, I don't know if it's going to be boots on the ground only or boots in the air, but here goes. We now have the announcement that six more EA-18G Growlers, that is the electronic attack variant of the FA-18, and we train those backseaters here at NAS Pensacola. So, you know, the FA-18 is the guns and bombs. The EA-18 is the radar detection and jamming and surveillance and, you know, the brain that coordinates the attacks, that kind of, you know, all of that stuff. So six more of them have now deployed to Puerto Rico. And I'll just tell you that we don't normally deploy growlers to Puerto Rico. That's... if you're getting ready to do an attack. That's why you would deploy them. That's in addition to the ones that would have come on board the Ford, which is somewhere usually 5 to 7 is what the reporting I've read says. So we've got a dozen or so in the vicinity. And again, these are very specialized aircraft with an incredibly important job. And, you know, they control the battle space, guide the battle space, protect us from the battle space, and make it possible for everybody else to do what they do. So what are we doing in Venezuela? Well, based on this, you would think we're probably going to find out soon. Before Christmas, probably not. I don't know. Before the New Year, probably not. I don't know. Just in time to distract us from a government shutdown in January. I don't know. We'll see. But I read that as one of the not quite last steps, but given the massive buildup in the vicinity, pretty close to we're almost there.
Listen on air.